Hi, I'm Bennett Tyson, and this is the 7th anniversary of a radio program that I've been doing here on killradio.org in Los Angeles. It's called The Chill Room. The Chill Room started on KBLT FM back in 1997, so it's actually been around for about 10 years now, but it's primarily been here on Kill Radio. And tonight I thought I would present a demonstration of the process that the Chill Room goes through. But demonstrating it with a commentary track, perhaps. Because what I do is I mix and merge. And it's for people like you, with your mind in mind.
That their sex satisfaction and climax come only in being tortured themselves of inflicting torture on others. Even the blasphemy of the human body is depicted in
many
this
deadly
sadistic shot.
So this isn't really a show tonight.
On our newsstand.
This is a demonstration.
Seldom have you been in a supermarket without brushing by the news rack.
Here we go.
Called Men's Adventure magazine.
Welcome to the Chill Room on its 7th anniversary.
Publishers of this material deliberately print these magazines, in the parlance of the narcotic, to hook the adolescent into the knowledge of the unnatural. These publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete. All of you have heard of mail order obscenity. The problem is graphically illustrated by these advertisements, all of which were clipped from this one copy of a single girly magazine. In these, as well as in all the other groups of magazines, the rawest materials can be ordered through the United States mail. And thus, newsstand publications create a market for illustrated hardcore pornography. After these displays, you probably think that there couldn't be anything worse. But perhaps the most insidious single group of publications is the cheap pocketbook. In page after page of these so-called novels, sex organs, positions of intercourse, abnormal sex practices of every kind are described with intimate physical detail. Nothing is left to the imagination. An invitation even is extended to the reader, to come join the fun. Teenagers in particular are liable to pull down the corners of the obscene passages, the more readily to dwell on them over and over again. The teenager soon gets to recognize the publishers of the worst material and seek out their profit. This is a book typical of men. Not because it is particularly obscene, but because it portrays a philosophy that is aimed at our young people. Thank you.
the goal is to produce a cacophony at times. Because, of course, this is what life is really like. Every glance we make down the street, we are intercepting other lives. Even just the archives of other lives, just the residue of other lives on the street.
Well, certainly other factors are contributing to the moral decay that concerns so many decent people.
Fine,
thank you.
Go ahead.
The deplorable plane crashes. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that whether it was mechanical or a bomb or whatever kind of terrorism, I was just thinking. You follow me?
Miami Beach.
Hello?
Irving in Miami Beach.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go on, sir.
Well, you don't seem to be listening to me. I
hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I say that the horrible plane crashes, at least when they landed, they landed in water or on the mountain or in the Everglades or in Lockerbie on the ground where there were no people, at least.
We have the Miami or Miami Beach on the line.
Miami Beach.
All right, go ahead. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Go on.
I say at least the people on the plane, the plane were unfortunate victims, but the people on the ground.
Is this Irving?
Yes.
All right, you're in Miami Beach, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All these last 8 or 10 plane crashes all landed in places where there no people were hurt on the ground. Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
At least, thank heavens for that. So either destiny or the pilots themselves, seeing that there was going to be a crash, guided the plane to a safer area that nobody else would get killed.
All right, let's go to Miami Beach for this next call. Hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
These deplorable plane crashes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, do you want to say something on the air?
No.
All righty.
Thank you, it's a very nice show.
Would you like to talk to Phil?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to hold on for Phil Henry, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. I want one thing, and everybody was down there, and I didn't see any of them. They were all out there on the beach. Let's go to Miami Beach. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the horrible plane crashes the last few years, at least, thank heaven, they didn't kill any innocent people on the ground. Either the pilots maneuvered the plane to a place that they wouldn't kill anybody else, or else destiny was with the innocent people on the ground. I'm very thankful for that.
All right, and what's your comment?
But that's the comment that.
All right, what did you want to say?
I said that it's very fortunate that the four people weren't killed if they had crashed into a densely populated area.
Miami Beach?
Yes.
Hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
How are you today, Phil?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Go ahead.
What do you think of this duel? You think he's guilty or innocent?
Okay, what's your comment?
Hello?
Irving in Miami Beach.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go on, sir.
Well, you don't seem to be listening to me.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I say the deplorable plane crashes, at least when they landed, they landed in water or on the mountain or in the Everglades or in Lockerbie on the ground where there were no people, at least.
We have the Miami or Miami Beach on the line.
Miami Beach.
All right, go ahead. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Go on.
I say at least the people on the plane were unfortunate victims, but the people on the ground.
Is this Irving?
Yes.
All right, you're in Miami Beach, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All these last 8 or 10 plane crashes all landed in places where there no people were hurt on the ground. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir.
At least, thank heavens for that. So either destiny or the pilots themselves, seeing that there was going to be a crash, guided the plane to a safer area that nobody else would get killed.
Right, let's go to Miami Beach for this next call. Hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
These deplorable plane crashes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. Do you want to say something on the air?
No.
All righty.
Thank you. It's a very nice show.
Would you like to talk to Phil?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to hold on for Phil Henry, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. I want one thing, and everybody was down there, and I didn't see any of them. They were all out there on the beach. Let's go to Miami Beach. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the horrible plane crashes the last 2 years, at least, thank heaven, they didn't kill any innocent people on the ground. Now, either the pilots maneuvered the plane to a place that they wouldn't kill anybody else, or else destiny was with the innocent people on the ground. I'm very thankful for that.
All right, and what's your comment?
But that's the comment that.
All right, what did you want to say?
I said that it's very fortunate that the four people weren't killed if they had crashed into a densely populated area.
Miami Beach?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
How are you today, Phil?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, fine.
Go ahead.
What do you think of this duel? You think he's guilty or innocent?
Okay, what's your comment?
How come the pilots always landed in a place that there were no people on the ground? So you might say that destiny saved other people from getting killed. Follow me.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say that the horrible plane crash is considered with the bomb of mechanical failure.
Everything is material. I have no respect for anything individual. It's all meant to be used. No more masterpieces, Artaud said many, many years ago. We have to stop holding on to our beloved effigies. Rima, Rima. Rima represents two elements. It was something that was discovered by my friend Zanarini back in Chicago in the early 80s. And it's something I found on a blog site just recently. Those amazing things, those blogs. And then before, the spoken word piece was from Phil Hendry. Now, in general, I don't really enjoy Phil Hendry very much, but I find that piece very, very funny. Mocking that caller. I don't like making fun of people. We live in a very uncharitable world as it is. And now with the internet, we have cyber bullies. We have people who are anonymous, and they just throw out the worst and cruelest comments. It's a cruel world, and the internet makes it crueler. Cyber bullies. But then in reality, we also find friends. Andre and Kara from Insight. The purpose is to bring things together. I'm also playing a thing I recorded myself back at LA Contemporary Exhibitions, Lace, back in 1996. Rapun in performance. What we touch turns to gold in our minds. On the Chill Room here on Kill Radio, it's just a few minutes after 1 a.m. and we're still just getting started here.
If you want to find out what's going on the world, there are a number of vantage points. A good one is to ask where the arms are, where the military forces are, the arms, military training, and so on. Now, that happens to be an easy question for us to answer, because it's mostly here. You know, we have good information about it. It's one of the good things about the country is that it's unusually free, and it's unusually free, and it's unusually free, and providing information. By far the biggest military forces in the world are in the United States, in fact, the rest of the world together. The flow of arms in the world is mostly from the United States, overwhelmingly from the United States, mostly from the United States. If we look where it's going, we can get a good sense of many of the important things happening in the world. If we look where it's going, if we look where it's going, if we look where it's going, going. Going. Regularly, most of the arms flow is to Israel and Egypt, secondarily to Egypt. So that's in a category by itself. Now that has to do with the world's energy resources and making sure that they're controlled by U.S. energy corporations. Controlled by U.S. energy corporations. And making sure that they're controlled.
This is a piece by fellow Kill Radio DJ John Hirschfield called Noam Chomsky Sings the Blues. I've had this for a while. I always wanted to beat it into something. Remember, this is experimental dance and pop music.
We take that category aside and ask who's in the lead. Well, in 1999, Columbia took first place. It moved in the lead in receiving military aid and training from the United States. It had been the leading recipient of U.S. arms and training in the Western Hemisphere throughout the 1990s. It has also had the worst human rights record by far in the Western Hemisphere during these years. The worst human rights record. The worst human rights record. The worst human rights record by far. That correlation is one of the best correlations in contemporary history. Now, there has been an extremely close correlation between U.S. military aid and torture and terror and massacre. Torture and terror and massacre. Torture and terror and massacre. Torture and terror.
Leads to the thing that I've been concentrating on in recent months, which is the destruction of music. How much can you reduce it and it's still there? Demonstration, as usual, pop music is a reward for the difficult stuff.
Again, so ask him if he's got a friend for me. I spend another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room and then you go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you spend a day without her. We burst the pretty balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now. And it sounds like a lie if I say I'd rather die than live without her. Love is a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing. And it grooves like a clock, but the hands on the clock tell the lovers to part. And it's breaking my heart to have to spend another day without her. And then I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her. Do-do-do, do-do-do-do. Can't go on without her. Do-do-do, do-do-do-do. There's no song without her. We'll be right back.
and this is Lois Bjork, Into the Brightening Air, to bring the first half to a close of this demonstration on the children.